my doctor's office. You take it.
No.
Please. I'll do it. Hello? Yes? Okay. Thank you. The test was positive. No. I mean positive like it's good. The test results were negative. Oh, I see your confusion. That's funny.
Hey.
Funny. Jack thought the test results were positive.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me this week, co-host my brother, Will Papagiorgio.
Boy, howdy.
What's up, man?
What song is that?
That is Millennium by Frontline Assembly. Kind of a little chop of the introduction that I put together as an intro bit. It sounds like Stern's Great American Nightmare thing by Zombie.
Sounds pretty cool, though.
It's that same industrial era, what, like 94 to 98 with the industrial metal thing.
Yeah, I've never really listened to them, though.
They're good. I think you'd dig some stuff. The Millennium album, at least. But you can hear us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., whenever we do show up, on Cox 37, Comcast 27, Poor Person Cox 10. There is the website for any streaming audio you might want. That's fcac.org/WEBR. And archives of the show are found at inpapasbasement.com, which I privately maintain for zippy profit, which sounds about right. I don't think there's going to be much variety on the topics today. Pretty much just bitching about what's going down with our housing and maybe the Obama thing screwing up our whole commutes for half a week.
The temperature in this goddamn studio. Jesus
it
Christ.
Is frozen as all hell here. It was so cold, I dropped one like 2 hours ago and came in here, and within 30 seconds, it scared another out of my bum.
I hate when that happens.
When something
upsets your stomach because it's like, I don't know, just yeah, cold or you get out of the shower.
You get agitated and it just scares one right out of you. That's the absolute worst, right after the shower.
Right after you cleaned it.
Yeah, right after you've cleaned everything out and then you're all smeared and wet back there. You're putting your droplet-covered ass on the toilet seat.
I usually go back into the shower.
I can't say I'm that good a man.
Really?
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
That's like vacuuming the whole house and spilling Kool-Aid on
then
the carpet
a dirt
or something.
Fight. Yeah. Oh, and callers, you can always reach us at 703-560-TALK. I don't know why I gave that out. I really find that the callers simply derail the show. We have gotten in the habit of doing it without callers. But if you are so inclined, 703-560-TALK.
That'd be the one good thing about doing this at night.
Getting callers, maybe.
They're really weird people.
Dude,
divorced alcoholics.
Anyone plugging into public access, you're already
negging on their child support obligations.
I think anyone under 13, you know, or anyone who isn't under 13 and listening to public access, few screws loose.
No, anyone in general.
I mean, I've never tuned in. I remember when I was a little kid and I was way into Don and Mike, and I knew that Tom Gavin had a show here.
And you'd actually listen to it for that reason.
He played metal all the time. You'd hear Pantera. You could request Pantera. All you do is call and say, I want Pantera, Tommy. And you go, Pantera, and play it. It was effing excellent.
God, what song of theirs? Like, oh, no, I heard some awful cover of Walk on 98 Rock the other night.
Why would anyone?
I mean, it was like note for note. I think maybe
why
like
would
Avenged
anyone attempt
Sevenfold
that?
Or
why
something?
Don't you just cover like Smoke on the Water while you're at
Stairway
it?
To Heaven.
Yeah, really. If you just want to grow a pair of balls and S on everything sacred.
I mean, they did like the music pretty well. It's like really just the vocals. Like, I don't know. I like Phil's voice. We got cojones.
I loved Phil's voice. It was
like anyone else who sings this stuff. It's like just a pale imitation.
It was about the heaviest you could go without sounding really like Cookie Monster crappy singing, for my money.
No, I think he's got a great voice.
Phil of Pantera. Phil Anselmo. The WAP.
No, just, yeah, like that stuff, Metallica, I can't stand to hear covered. Just sacrilegious.
I have
not like they did the greatest job on it the first time, especially Lars, but still. You're just used to hearing it like hundreds of times.
Well, it blows me away because I remember when you're a little kid, it's one of those things where you know you've almost jumped the age shark. You know what I mean? You're a little kid and you hear your bands doing these different songs, and you're like, oh, is that a cover? You know, you look at the written by,
right.
and it'll be like all songs written by Ulrich Hetfield, except **. And you look up those bands, and you're like, oh, this is a cover version. Now we reach that point, it's these effing new bands covering the songs you grew up on. And it's like, oh, that ain't right.
Yeah, no, it pisses me off.
But you gotta figure the guys, you know, like guys who were 10 years older than us.
No, I don't think so.
They knew
all
these Misfits songs, and then all these people are covering Misfits tunes. They had to cringe at that.
Yeah, I know, like, which, I don't know if it was Johnny Rotten or whatever. What was the Sex Pistols guitarist name? Mick Jones? I don't
even remember. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, one of them was saying, like, you know, of all the covers of Anarchy in the UK, the Megadeth one is the absolute worst. I think Guitar World asking that question. It's like, of all of them, like, which do you hate the most?
Let it be written that that song has been covered off the top of my head. Green Jello did a version.
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
Oh, probably more than you can name. I mean, if you go on
Everyone
Wikipedia.
Everyone covers effing Anarchy in the UK. You pick up a guitar, you learn to jerk off, and you learn to cover Anarchy
in
the UK.
It's like three chords, you know?
And then it's your 14th birthday.
No, I mean, it's absurd, like, to think, like, you know that song Yesterday or Yesterdays by the Beatles?
Yeah.
I can never remember which one it is.
I want to say
Singular.
Why. Yeah, Singular.
Yeah, anyway, it's been covered like 200 times.
Really?
Like, you can't even imagine that. I mean, that's just the stuff on record, you know? Who knows how many, like, local bands or whatever
have done it. Oh,
local
douches in their pub.
But just, like, recorded versions.
Plucking out Yesterday to bang the boozy 42-year-old in the front row.
Yeah. Still not
God
a bad
bless
way
them.
To make
yeah,
a
I guess if it works, whatever. Acting like they're effing Jagger on stage.
I know. The sad thing is it does work, because one time when I was banging some boozy old 40-year-old.
Good for you.
She took me to see, like, a cover band of hers, and, like, it's a pretty hot, like, former strippers dancing in the front.
Really?
I think it was like the guitarist's friends from AA, but still.
These are female strippers, right?
Yes.
Okay, then. Then the story may proceed.
And the fake tatas don't sag.
That is a perk, too. That is the only reason I could see them entering the picture. Because you know me and my taste. I just love a big old melon. And, oh, God, if I ever, you know, fail to pull out and I'm stuck with a kid or something like that keeps me around, I'm in for a bad ride when it comes to my women, man.
I'm now self-conscious knowing this is, like, blaring out through the hallways.
Oh, hello.
Like all the other people out there.
Oh, I don't think it's feeding into the studio.
No, but you can hear it, like, right outside.
Oh, they don't listen. They're watching TV.
I hope not.
Hello, people in the front that I call every other week to call out of my show. Enjoy the show. You're not listening. It's fine by me. I take no offense.
Right.
When I work at countless radio stations, I turn everything on mute. And then my supervisors come in and go, this is a radio station, not a library. And they turn things back on.
Oh, you mean like just the feed?
Yeah. It's just called the control room feed. And you can pull it right down.
Well, if you're doing something completely unrelated to what's going out on the air, what the hell do you need to listen to it for?
I need to hear if the signal dies.
Oh.
And then, like, you know, go and drop a deuce and heat up a taquito. And then 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh.
So you're like the only watchdog? Or are you talking about the small station?
I'm talking the small station. Are you kidding? The big station, TOP? Oh, more than 2 seconds of dead air. My nuts are getting the mallet. It's not even my
but
job.
Are you like the only one?
At TOP overnights, there's certain shifts. There's this one anchor, a nice guy named Dean. I forget Dino's last name. But Dean will take breaks here and there, like little 15-minute shifts. And I'm the only guy in the studio pushing the buttons to feed everything.
Make sure he doesn't die on the toilet during one of his breaks.
I mean, it's pretty much he just wants to do. He does a lot of editing on the pieces, I guess, and he sneaks off to do that and, yeah, take a whiz.
So he tells you.
Have some tea. I don't know.
He's doing editing on a mirror with a razor blade, editing some lines.
I like Dino, man. He's the only anchor that has put me behind the board of the multi-million-dollar WTOP.
Really?
So when you hear what's going out on air, that is your douchebag brother pushing buttons at certain hours overnight.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It is, especially when I
and
F
he still
up
does the news like in the middle of the night.
Oh yeah, dude. The TOP does not sleep.
Nothing else to bring you. We'll check back in at 4:17.
No, we do this thing called turning, where you take a feature that was recorded earlier, and you say, like, earlier, WTOP's Dimitri Sotis spoke to so-and-so. In fact, one of my jobs there is I write the script leading into the turn.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then they'll read it, and then they hit a button, and it's 3 minutes of Dimitri talking to someone who shaved their poodle. Or whatever. That wasn't a metaphor. Maybe it was a dog grooming bit. I don't know.
They really do stuff like that stupid. The Fox Five crap.
No, T.O.P.'s got a lot of self-respect. They don't do anything too featurey. You'll get people talking tech news.
Is it, really political or not really?
No, it tries to be as apolitical as possible. I mean, it'll cover politics, but it tries to be right and left. Although, of course, every right-winger
and balanced,
calls
like
us
Fox
and
News.
Is like, you damn Jew-run media. How dare you say that about the conservative? Yeah, and I mean, sometimes one
that's
guy...
That's like the best call you've gotten like that.
Well, there's been tons of guys where, back before the election, they would do the Obama piece first, and the phones would light up, like, where's the McCain piece? Yeah. And they're like, sir, during, before, and after the piece, we said it'd be coming in the next hour. They're like, okay. And then they'd hang up. Okay, baby.
But do you get any just like...
crackpots? Hell yeah.
That's the word I'm looking for. Like, not tirade, but whatever. We'll go with that right now. Like against the Zionist-run media or something like that.
No, tirade's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, but I was thinking of another one. Isn't there another synonym to tirade that also starts with a T?
A rant going on a tear.
I don't know.
That's about it.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe I'm just thinking of things that don't exist.
Whatever. Gets you through the day. Gets me through the day, gets you through the day. I don't give an S.
Yeah.
But yeah, we get lots of crackpots. Are you kidding me? And some of the editors will just hang up, be like, another effing crackpot. Just scream it to the whole station.
Well, do you guys like even give out a phone number on air?
No, they just find it. They just find it. 202-895-5050 for those who want to call and piss off the editors right now. Or if you want to piss off the ops desk at TOP, it's 5060.
So do they even have, like, any call-in shows or no?
Or no, it's vice versa. What? Yeah, they do have call-in shows once in a while.
And they give out the same numbers?
No, they might give out the 5060 number. Huh. Probably not 5050. That's the ops.
Nice.
Which I just gave out. So, yeah, if you want to piss off a guy who's probably editing Joe Barber's best bets right now, call 202-895-5050. Tell him John sent you. They'll know who you're talking about. So, yeah, you want to get into our roommate situation?
Sure, why not?
All
roommate
right.
And former co-host.
Former co-host, erstwhile co-host Leo Reynolds. Let's just say we'll be getting a lot of mileage out of this good old soundbite, which I had to dig up. Come on, load up. You
fucked by the black man again.
There you go, Hank Kingsley. Say it one more time.
Fucked by the black man again.
Yes, we were, Hank Kingsley. Hankala. Hank Lebstein. In the episode where you went back to Judaism. Excellent. Excellent show, Larry Sanders was. But,
I don't think I've ever sat down and watched like a whole episode.
Oh my God. If you
what
had,
I've seen, I've liked.
If you had any kind of desk job, you would tear through it. I mean, I used to, my final days at the clearinghouse, I would tear through so much effing Larry Sanders. It wasn't even fun. It's all that got me through. I would
getting paid, of course.
I would book overtime sometimes.
No,
like,
I'd sleep and get overtime at my old job.
Yeah.
Sleep under
screw them, man. Screw them. It's just a numbers game.
No, dude.
There's nothing redeeming to jobs like that. Like, even though I don't get paid well in radio.
It's their fault for not, like, verifying what you do.
Yeah. I don't get paid well in radio. I don't get benefits yet. And you know what? Still doesn't feel like work to me. I'm still in a friggin' industry that I love.
No, it's a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, I get to talk to, you know, it's small potatoes, local news anchors and stuff like that. But I get to BS with entertainment celebs all the time. I talk to, you know, I've had to answer the phone for probably a couple famous people.
Really?
Yeah. You're just like, oh, hey, what's up? You're on with Sean and Hillary.
Cool. Anyone, like, you can remember?
Nah. Not really. So I guess they weren't that famous. They'd be really famous, like, in the journalism world.
Right.
Like, if I was trying to lay a journalist chick, right, I could spit out some of that stuff. And then she'd be like, what do you do for the station? I'd be like, I'm a tape gopher. And then I'd get nothing. But until that point, she'd be sopping wet down there. She would be like a spilled iced tea down there. I don't even know where that came from. But I like the sound of my jacket on the air. The jacket I have to wear because it's frigid.
Yeah, really.
So we've been living with Leo for the past 18 months. I guess I left living with Gavin like in August of 06.
Yeah, it was like August of 07 we moved in there.
Yeah, or no, August, was it 07?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we just had, okay, August of 07, September 07, or August of 07 we moved in there. Who gives a crap? Something 07.
August.
Yeah. And things were pretty good for a while, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I mean, Leo's kind of, his persona is, I used to be a frat guy, I'm going to let you know I was a frat guy. I am forever going to live in my frat guy days.
But it's only when he's drunk. That's the thing.
Otherwise, he's
like completely
very
asocial.
Yeah.
When he's sober.
Otherwise, he's very quiet, and he's sitting on the couch.
Like, creepily so.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
Like, he doesn't even, like, really make small talk, and when he does, it's awkward.
It's forced. I mean, for the longest time.
But he always says something weird.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, he'll say, like, make some weird-ass comment. Like, you can't just say, like, hey, or sup.
What do you get back? Like, what would his replies be to you?
No, no. I'm saying, like he'll just say something weird. Like, he'll try to make a joke, but it's not funny.
Yeah. I mean, for my money, back then, that's when I was, like, way into the whole, oh, I'm going to read books on how to get laid, which, by the way, save your money, because getting laid's a scam, too. Learn to jerk off. Buy a nice lotion. That's my tip to the kids out there. God, I have to walk past these people when we exit. They haven't given me a hard time yet.
Yeah, just pretend it wasn't us then.
Yeah. It was the class.
Two black guys.
It was the intro to radio class that snuck in here.
Foreigners next door.
Yeah. They were the ones in perfect English going on with that there.
What's the name of that guy who Homer blames it on?
Oh.
Damn it. It starts with a T.
Tibor.
There we go. Wow.
Tibor, who took all the falls for Homer and later we learned was promoted ahead of Homer. Ah, Tibor. Yeah. Which
I'll say Tibor is the dude in the green hat.
Which mom never liked the Tibor joke.
Because people did that to our dad.
To God blessed Vasily Kyriakos.
Oh, that's so
Papa awesome. Giorgio. Yep. Our old man, fresh off the boat, couldn't do much. And so they blamed his non-English speaking ass at the time. Spoke English like I'd play a fiddle after a while. But can't say the same for us learning Greek, which is kind of sad.
No.
We could pull some hot Greek. Hot Greek broads on average, pretty nice.
Depends.
I don't know. I like them a little oilier looking than you do.
Yeah,
you,
I mean,
you kinda
some
like
of the
waspier
chicks at
broads.
Church are pretty hot, but still.
Oh, yeah. You can't hide a boner in those slacks.
Just Greekness is quite nasty to me.
Really, overall?
It's too familiar, a bit too close to home.
Oh, you sound like a Jewish man. God forbid he pull home a Jewish woman.
Yeah.
But getting back to the whole Leo thing. It was good while I was reading these books and going out to party and sinking my paychecks on looking remotely nice, trying to buy okay clothing. Again, I don't care about that anymore. I mean, I've been parading around the past 4 days wearing two coats as a hobo would. I don't care.
Dude, I've gone like week stretches at a time without changing my clothes. Like, I'll still shower by putting the same clothes
every day.
Who cares?
Who are we trying to impress?
That's what I say. Unless I'm going out, like, if I'm just working, I don't give an S.
I mean, I can
I
tell.
I won't shave for
I'll
a week.
I can tell I get dirty looks at TOP.
Really?
Yeah, if I'm working a shift where I bump into the bigwigs.
What, do other people like wear suits to your job?
No, but they're a little cleaner than me.
Business
I mean, like,
casual.
I'm unshaven. I'll put my feet up. I don't care. As long as I don't screw up the job as a tape jockey, what's it matter?
That's a sad thing, though. It's like so many like honky employers think all that crap does matter.
Dress for success. Dress for the job you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, just being like, and your job being punctual is obviously blah, pretty important.
Blah, blah, blah. That's what it is to me.
But like my old job, you know, when there's like five other people there doing the same thing?
Who cares?
What the hell does it matter if I show up 15 minutes late if I do a good job? Which
yeah.
Eventually I stopped doing.
Yeah, well,
but for a while
you get burned
I did.
Out.
I did a great job. Everyone loved me.
Yeah, so.
The last day there, I just stared at my computer like the whole goddamn day.
Oh,
or the day before.
My last, after I gave my 2 weeks notice,
I couldn't bring myself to do anything.
I just taught the new guy how to do my job. And I was like, yeah, you're going to do it and I'll watch you. You know, that's your training. And then, and the guy I trained got fired. So that was funny.
How much longer, like after you left?
Maybe 5 months, something like that.
Wow.
But yeah, so the whole thing, Leo and I at the time were in the same job. We're kind of doing the same thing, you know, drinking a lot, trying to pull home Scooch.
Even though he was living with his girlfriend.
Oh, living with
in
his girlfriend.
In the same house with us.
Yeah, in the same room. With Mel, who's a sweet girl. I got no complaints with any of Mel's behavior, really.
No, she's nice.
Yeah. And really, I'd have no huge complaints with what Leo's done up until the past few days, where he's just been total snake about everything. I mean,
snake in the grass.
Snake in the cocaine, like a snake in the grass. Jump up and bite you. God, oh, I miss Mike O'Mara when he was just doing impressions like that. He cannot carry a show, can he, Will?
He can. It's just not the same.
It's
I wouldn't say the show's that funny.
It's dry.
It's like comedy-ish.
Yeah. It's like a news commentary with a chuckle here and there.
Yeah. No, I mean, I like it. Like, I listened to it. It's not as good as Don and Mike, and which wasn't as good as Stern.
I think Don and Mike, when it hit its stride, was amazing. But Stern, more consistently during his reign, was good.
Even now, just seeing, like, all the dirty stuff, like, I don't know. I'd listen to it probably. I'm sure it ain't that bad.
Yeah. I mean, I get updates from Carmen and Amy.
It's just something like the sound clips you played for me are pretty funny, you know?
It's just funny to me. They have Artie, who's a real open about it junkie, who's an employee full time.
Yeah.
I mean, employing an open junkie?
Fat junkie.
Where have you ever heard about that? Like, you know, countless junkie recording artists, but who was like, hey, here's Keith Moon. He's going to lay down his drum tracks and then do some heroin. No, you never heard that. So, okay, let's get into when things first went south, you think, with Leo. So we get in there.
It never got, like, ugly.
It never got ugly.
But, like, I mean, after a while, like, I don't feel like, you know, coming home, saying hi to the both of them if they're sitting in the living room watching TV.
I think it was always kind of the living room was just taken over by them.
I don't really care.
No, neither do I, from the get-go. Because it's kind of, I've noticed one of those things in roommate situations, you get the TV in a living room, it's like de facto your room.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, this is my tube, piss off, I'll pick the channels. And by picking the channels, you can drive off the people you don't want. I'm not watching the crap he's tossing on.
Yeah.
I want to watch Survivor Tahiti? Hell no.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Like, I'm terrible when it comes to, like, months and weeks. I don't know how long ago.
It's been weird for a while. I mean, for my money, things got weird a little after I quit the Clear. And that's when things got real weird. When it was like suddenly I was making a living and what I was running my yap about making a living about.
Right.
Like suddenly I was getting radio dollars. I think crap got weird there. Because the guys are left behind and still doing the 9-to-5, even if they're getting paid better. And they're getting insurance. Yeah, they're like...
No, most 9-to-5 people, even if they get paid well, hate it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I tell them what I do. They're like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, exactly. And I really can't say I missed whatever. I'm not missing the money either. You know, I manage because my schedule's so open, I can fit in locksmith stuff. So I work more, but it doesn't feel like work.
No.
Whatsoever. I've put in friggin' 17-hour days lately between two stations and locksmithing. And you know what? I'm tired. But I never feel like I was anyone's damn slave, anyone's chimp.
No, working for yourself is great, man.
Yeah. No, I'll never go back to anything else. I highly doubt it, at least. Have to be some good cheddar.
Yeah.
Some good dollar bills involved.
No, I don't get anyone, like... I don't think you can have self-respect and really, like, work for someone else.
Someone else's bitch.
Yeah.
Well, just pick their cotton and eat their biscuits and get it over with.
Straight up, that's what you are. I mean, you're making more money for them than they're paying you.
Be their bitch, cast your 3/5 of a vote, and gripe about getting your 40 acres and a mule. Because if you're working for the man, that's what you are.
Yeah.
I don't want to punch in. I don't want to get S for showing up 5 minutes late. I like being in a field where I know I can't be late. Well, no, I can be late, but I'm vital.
And like,
show doesn't go on without me.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it from their perspective. You know, it's like you and I work fewer hours that we're paying the same rent, you know?
We're living in the same house. They have to resent that we're like up late and
sleep late.
Oh, dude, I've woken up to alarms maybe 5 times since I quit.
I do too, but they usually go off like 3 p.m.
Yeah, I'm talking like an 8 or 9 a.m. alarm. Yeah. I mean, you know, I might have overnight, so I wake up at 2:45 or something. But again, I'm done with my work day at noon. It's like this cool stuff that doesn't fit the everyday mold. Like, I look at people who still work 9-to-5.
And just being out and around during the day is cool, too.
It's like being in a little secret club.
Just, like, being able to, like, drive
That's
during
the
day.
Gayest thing I've ever said, but it's true.
No, I mean, like, I remember, like, when I used to make deliveries on my old job. You know, I loved it. Like, you know, I'd hate some of the stuff, but just getting out and not being stuck, like,
because everyone's stuck, and then there's this mad scrum between 12 and 2, like, yay, we're out, we're so cool. Yeah. We're going to have a drink at lunch. I'm so bad.
Oh, you had people do that.
Well, speaking of former roommates, or soon to be former, yeah, Leo would go out and come back lit. I mean, there's lots of people who just drink, show up drunk, dysfunctional people like
that. That's like the old dude I worked with. I think he'd like smoke, too.
Toke up.
Just to get through the day, man. That's sad.
It's just a sad way of life, man. Sad way of life.
It's like, why wouldn't you want to change the thing that's, like, driving you to it?
Yeah. But to lay down What exactly? That'd be too rational. And I'm scared. I don't want to lose my paycheck. I don't want to lose my possessions, my big screen TV that plays the college football team of the school I used to attend. And I'll live out my glory days getting drunk and watching them. Blah.
Ugh, it's retarded.
Pathetic. Pathetic. No,
that crap doesn't make you happy.
No.
It's little trinkets.
Little baubles to lead you to your grave. Your quiet, well-behaved grave, you little bitches.
No, it just keeps you sedated.
Yeah.
Keeps you in line.
But, you know, to lay the groundwork for what went down the past few days with Leo, how often has there been some kind of fight between Leo and Mel? Always booze-fueled. Otherwise, they seem to get along fine. But it's always Leo getting drunk and tomcatting about.
Probably every few weeks.
Yeah, wow. God, I didn't realize it was that often. Okay, so every few weeks he comes back.
I mean, maybe there's been like a couple months. It's never been too long without it, I don't think.
No. I would say once a month. It's like getting a period.
Yeah, exactly.
You're good for that. And he would show up and, you know,
take that, you clap-having Jezebel!
Something like that. And get into it with Mel. And then we'd always get sat down with, hey, I'm breaking up with Mel. And you wait until later in the day.
Yeah, that's just, like, pathetic, too. It's like, if you want to say it, just do it.
Do it! Ask her to get off the pot, Junior.
I mean, obviously, that's what he wants, and just have the effing cojones to do it.
Yeah. You know, he wants to get out, but he loves having a mommy around.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I mean, I've never been in that. A lot of guys seem to rock that situation. Hell, what's the name of that tool school? Tool
Academy.
There's a whole show where the premise is these guys dating broads and then banging around on them.
If you never grew up and you've never had to take care of yourself, like, be completely self-reliant, then that's like one of the easiest situations, I guess, to get into.
To fall into.
Because I'm sure there's plenty of women out there whose daddies left them and then
want a man to take care of. I mean, for my money, if you're actually saying you're dating a broad, don't bang around on her. If you're just banging someone, so be it.
No, obviously, like, I mean, unless there's something really wrong with you, that's a sign that you shouldn't be with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If everyone's trying to screw around on each other,
you don't belong together.
Yeah. I mean, anytime I've thought about getting serious with a chick, it's because, hey, I could probably, you know, I wouldn't really be tempted to stray every goddamn waking moment.
Right, exactly.
I could, you know, keep hitting this. Which I don't think is, I don't think that's the toughest thing for me to do, you know?
No, you just gotta find the right person, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm, like, so damn picky when it comes to personalities I get along with. Because most people just bore me. I hear what comes out of their mouth, I'm just like, God, shut the F up. You ignorant cuss. You ignorant fool. But, so there's a lot of fighting, a lot of breaking ups. And maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I'm waking up to take a squeege. And I come out of my bathroom, which faces Leo's room. Leo and Mel's shared room. And I hear, hey, I'm leaving Mel and I'm moving out Feb 1st. I'm like, okay. So my brain's already racing at that point to get someone to come in the house. You know, I want someone to take their slot. And I'm pissed more than anything, first of all.
Oh, so he said, I'm leaving Mel, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm leaving Mel. He's like, I'm breaking up, and I'm moving out.
Yet she somehow seems to, like, not want to accept this still.
Well, this is all, you know, I won't even tarnish Dad's name by saying I'm swearing on his grave over this piece of S. But, I don't know. We'll swear on one of the gerbils' graves. One of the shallow grave of gerbil Joe Montana, Bart Simpson.
Were they actually buried? I thought they were flush.
Oh, I buried them. I was morbid even as a little kid. I would take one of the little hand shovels, dig them a little 6-inch tomb. I could name all. We had 7 of them.
9.
Or 2 eaten or something. I remember the 7 that lived to adulthood.
Really?
Yeah.
What, it was Jesse, Joe,
Bouncy,
Peanut.
And Peanut. Those were the females.
Jesus Christ.
And then you had Runt.
Yeah.
Arnie. Bart Simpson. Arnie was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
God, I don't even remember those.
And Joe Montana.
I completely forgot about Arnie and Bart.
Yeah. We had 7 of them.
Christ. Yeah, I guess it was 9 and then 2 died at birth or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe she had 9 kids. I don't even remember.
Oh, she had quite a litter. You might be right on that 9. I know at least a few were eaten.
Yeah, ate them or they just died.
God bless them. Self-preservation. No preservation of the race
actually,
of the species
there. Did she
there.
Eat them? I don't know.
I she might dead. Eat them when they were dead or something
oh,
like that.
Oh, Jesus. Disgusting.
And then feed the milk to her little kitties.
Really?
So, you know, I hear this and 2 hours later, I'm greeted with, hey, what I said, disregard that. But the guy I was moving out with, can he move in here for the month? So at this point, I know he's still angling to move out. End of the month with this guy. He goes, yeah, the place fell through.
Yeah, that's just so D-list.
He goes, right there. I'm staying here, but can the guy move in for a month?
Yeah. No. So, yeah, he's staying here until his plans are finalized.
Yeah. So at this point, I know what's up. I'm not an idiot. If this little ass thinks he's outsmarted me.
No, dude, F him, man. I say don't give him a penny back from that security
deposit.
Well,
and that's what's coming down. So now, 2 days ago, he springs on us again. Hey, I'm moving out Feb 1st. I'm not going to be paying Feb's rent. Yeah. He tries to lay it past the landlord. She says, hey, you need to give 45 days notice. He contends, well, I didn't re-up the lease, so I'm not on anything technically. And he's trying to, I'm sure he's going to try to escape without paying any kind of cleaning money. Not that we need to pay much, but
oh, yeah.
He'll try to get out with any of that. And
probably utilities, too. Or yeah, because, yeah, I mean, he'd be responsible for January's utilities.
Yeah. And trying to get out without the whole shebang.
No, then he definitely needs to pay.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was going to say, like, just his rent alone.
No, it adds up what he's trying to cop out on.
Yeah. No,
which,
I'm saying, like, because...
You know, what? Before you got in there, you paid something like a week and a half, 2 weeks. You weren't there.
A lot.
Yeah.
Maybe like a month. I don't know.
It wasn't a month, but you got banged for something. You got banged for the full security deposit. I know that.
Yeah, I don't even remember that. But.
Yeah. But so he's trying to welch on pretty much because he was a chicken ass about telling people that he was getting out. Had he simply been straight up and said, look, I'm moving out with this dude, told me like December 15th.
No, because he wanted his little security net.
Yeah, but he wanted to stay around, play
which
it safe.
Which we do not have now. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, you asshole. Because, you piece of ass. What?
You're getting lit.
I'm getting, you know what? F him.
Yeah.
F him hard.
I'm no,
getting
I mean,
damn
it sucks,
lit. I'm getting
but...
damn hot under the collar about it. Because he throws us to the goddamn wind.
Yeah,
we
got to
scramble now.
No, I mean, there's times
to
like,
find housing.
You know, you and
I
butted
heads. Because he's too much of a
chicken
ass.
And, like, you know, I thought about moving out. But, like, you know, one of the reasons I stayed was, like, you know, if you made a commitment to three other people and, you know, their whole living situation depends on you and your continued, like, participation in it.
Yes.
You don't just – you don't
you
F other people over.
You would probably give at least 2 months notice, which is the civil Christian thing to do.
Yeah, or at least, like
– he's trying to get out on, what, 15 goddamn days?
That's what I told him. I was like –
what a child.
No, if you – yeah, imagine you're living in an apartment and you're like, hey, I'm moving out in 2 weeks. They'd laugh at you.
Yeah. They'd say, good, see you in court, asshole.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah.
And Mel, you know, good person that she is, she's like, you know, she had to, again, clean up his baby mess and said, you know, whatever, since I didn't give you, whatever, 45 or 30 days notice, like him stumbling in drunk at 3 a.m. and saying, have a nice life to me. Counts as sufficient notice.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, that's real classy.
Yeah.
You drunkard piece of ass.
Yeah. And he's like, have a nice life. I'm moving to Arlington.
Good. Have a nice life. Rack up another DUI. Do another hit and run.
Nah, that's a sad existence right there.
Piece of ass.
Arlington's an asshole anyway. I
Whatever.
Hate that place.
Enjoy your commute. Enjoy driving it drunk a lot.
Yeah, no, God. Yeah, he works, what, in Herndon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Toll road and everything. That's going to be fun on the way back or during rush hour.
Whatever. I'm happy to be free of it.
No, I mean, that's the good thing about all this is, like, I am happy to be... A, I don't like that house that much.
No, you've always had beef
with
it. For
I mean,
me,
it's falling
okay.
apart. It's a piece of ass.
Oh, yeah. And no, I would never
As we walked out the door to come here today,
piece of the door
an effing panel from the French doors fell
just
off.
Just for emphasis, you were literally bitching not 3 minutes before that it's falling apart, and you slammed the door, and we hear a clack and piece of wood's falling down.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, hell with it. Get going. We'll get free.
And yeah, like, it'd be nice not to have, like, just weird. Because, yeah, sometimes I come home, it's like, I don't even want to just see them. Like, cause,
I don't care about
them. Because
they're
on schedules,
so
like, you it's know, you, like, we never see them. And when they are there, like, I feel like it's an intrusion.
Yeah, well,
and
you come
home. Obviously,
home,
that's not right, but.
Well, like, last night, we come home at one of our hours, and what do we see? Like, four empty wine bottles, S all over the place.
That was more the other dude and his girl, because remember, I came home before you.
Oh, really?
No, I think they're the ones who try to be honky, is like, sip
just
champagne.
Pounding wine. God, that was always a feature of the Gavin abode, too. We're going to see wine get sipped.
Jesus Christ.
You know.
What the? That is the whitest thing.
Sipping
oh, let's
wine.
Have two, like,
yeah.
Loveless BS couples sip wine, and let's pretend we're adults.
Exactly. Be a man. Take some real drugs if you want to get messed up. You know, have a few insights. You know, eat a peyote button. Take some amphetamines. Grow a pair. Drink some bourbon if you want to touch some booze.
It's the transition into just like
oblivion.
Suburban crap
just,
you see.
We're going to get hitched and right about 31. Honey baby doll's going to poke holes in her diaphragm. Well, it's not the 70s. So she's going to poke holes in my rubbers. Or, oops, I screwed up taking my pill. Honey bunches of oats. What kind of pet name is that? But it always plays out the same. And then you got your kids. You're divorced.
Mid to late 30s.
Yeah, because you were too scared. You're with this broad you picked up drunk at a frat party at age 20. Oh, sounds like love to me.
Yeah,
the bard himself wrote a play or two about that.
I realized, hey, maybe this isn't going to last the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just retarded.
Screw it.
Ridiculous.
Screw it all, man. F it all, wash my hands of this toilet area. I'm glad that you're not getting too saddled up with anything. As Pat Zito, I love Pat Zito.
No, I mean, it sucks. Like, I hate having to do this in a rush. And, like, yeah, I'll obligate myself to another lease and pay
for another
more
year.
Money. But.
So, and it's like, what do we have to look forward to the next few weeks? Trying to get money out of this guy while he tries to wiggle out of it? And then trying to, you know, keep in a security deposit? And he'll probably try to raise hell about that.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of S fighting am I looking forward to? Because this guy's just pulling a cop out. Just be a man.
That's the thing.
Pay
I think
share.
Like with face-to-face confrontation, like, he's not going to get uppity.
No.
He's a pussy.
It just pisses me off, man. Be a damn man. Take care of your debts.
Yeah.
Take care of what you owe. Move on with whatever you want to do. And Godspeed as long as you don't screw me over.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, money out of my wallet.
We're not trying to, like, stop him from moving.
No, get going if you're not happy. It's pursuit of happiness or whatever.
Yeah. Just
don't screw with my damn wallet.
Yeah. No, just burning bridges.
Yeah, you're costing me $400 because of your chicken ass. Had you simply said, December, I'll be out, end of February or end of January, we could have given proper notice. We all would have been out at January. It would
That's
have been
what I'm
a
saying.
Moot effing point.
If he actually gave notice, like, then why wouldn't you and I have, like, started to do things?
Yes, exactly. If any notice
It wasn't
was given.
Until, like, yeah, his plans were finalized.
God, I want to hit something. God, I want to hit something.
Darkness, everybody!
Yeah. Looking forward never to seeing his ass again.
Oh, yeah, this will be a messier one than the whole not really chilling much with Gavin after the fact.
Oh, no, I mean, I'd never talk to him again. Jesus
no,
Christ.
Hell no. Hell no. Why? Hey, I want someone to come to my house
anyway.
And throw crap around while they're drunk.
Spray fire extinguisher.
Spray fire extinguisher while I have problems with my lungs. Have fun. Go at it. It's real funny. It's awesome. It's hilarious.
Effing child, man. Boy. In two senses of the
yeah,
word.
Yeah, exactly. Watch your connotations there, sir. But yeah, how was it, man? Just needed to, you know, mom was cautioning us not to say peep about this. You know what? This is my one time to shine and vent.
F it.
Hell with it. Enjoy it, six listeners, on a good day. Enjoy it.
No, we're talking about someone who would sit at home listening to this and then call in and make snoozing sounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he wishes he was here.
I know. What the
and
hell
he
was up with
been.
That?
That was the whole thing. He chose to leave.
He chose to leave. I guess that was some kind of petty anger about it or something?
No, exactly. Obviously.
What the hell? I guess it was. It was intended that way. I never took it as such. I just found it funny. Every fiber of my being found it funny. There's nothing.
Why else would he be sitting around listening to it?
Yeah, good
point. You really don't have anything better to do on a Saturday afternoon.
Hell, I got better things to do than this damn show, and I'm the one who does it.
Exactly.
That's why I'm not here every other week.
Yeah, so. No, obviously. Whatever. F him. F him hard.
F him. F him with his daddies. F him with his brothers. I don't care. And that was in his fellow child of his mother and father sense of brother. I do not wish the entire black people to take turns on Leo's rump. Be funny, don't get me wrong, but the scope of my hatred was a more focused.
Yeah, whatever.
So speaking of getting effed by the black man, come on, Hank Kingsley.
By the black man again.
You and I were... What now?
I have another.
Yeah. You and I were quite open Obama supporters.
I'm already sick of him. Sick of hearing his damn name.
I'm fine with him. I am sick of the fact I'm going to have to work election day, dude, and drive into that mess of a city. And I'm sick of every douchebag who's chanting change and waving the change flag.
What the hell? This guy is not going to save the human race.
You know, nothing's going to happen. Keep your asses at home Tuesday so I can get to my job on time.
No, at best, he's going to undo everything that's been done in the last 8 years.
By President Tard.
By that a-hole you morons elected. Now all of a sudden you had a change of heart.
Yeah, the drunken...
Now that your 401ks are gone, you've been foreclosed upon.
Oh, yeah. Now that you can't play rich white person anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And you got to get some cash. Oh,
you
coming
mean
to the Democrats.
I'm not the same as the Republicans?
Coming to the Democrats now, aren't you, you chicken asses?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. F this country.
I hate them all.
F all the morons who are going to flock to my goddamn city this weekend.
Exactly. Get it all.
Keeping me from getting my money because I have to drive around for work.
Cheating me out of hours of work, forcing me to go to work in a cluster F to begin with. Should have just been an easy 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. shift, dude. You show up there, you get all your work done in the first 2 hours.
I just hope it goes catastrophically, and I know it will.
Dude,
this city can't even function with the people who live here.
It can't handle itself now.
Exactly.
With the white flight out of that damn city.
Also, think about it.
It still can't handle the people.
D.C., all the suburbs, it's probably equal to the number of people who are coming in.
Yeah.
So the population is going to be doubled.
Yeah, and we're acting like we can handle it at all. You think these people are even getting in? You think the metro
is going
to function?
No, you're going to hear story after story of, I paid all this money, I flew across the country, and I ended up watching the inauguration on the TV in my hotel with eight other people.
The way you should have to begin with, you piece of ass.
Really? What the hell?
Who cares to be
Wouldn't more of the celebration been on election night? That's what I don't get.
Yeah.
Since when the hell does anyone care about inauguration?
Oh, when it's the Lord and Savior, the Godchild Obama.
Or inauguration, as a lot of people I hear pronounce
it. Oh, that's the way we officially have to pronounce it.
Are you serious? What the F?
We got an email from the powers that be.
Inauguration. That's incorrect.
Like the urine that is being splashed on my face by this incident.
I didn't hear that until this year, I swear to God.
Inauguration.
Jesus Christ.
Emails from the powers above. Every anchor was trained like a little poodle dog.
Say inauguration.
Inauguration.
Iraq.
Oh, God. And it's like, I'm happy he won. I hope something happens. Personally, I think the country's effed whoever won. Have at. You know, win your crappy prize.
Yeah, really. I mean, the whole system, like the checks and balances, the three branches, everything's designed so... It can't be pushed or pulled too much in either way.
Yeah, it's like winning a night with Sophia Loren, which sounds great on paper until you know it's like Sophia Loren of 2009. And then you're like, God, Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon wouldn't even tap that, you know? In her heyday.
Hot for 70, Jesus.
I guess. I mean, in her heyday, she had Tony DeSisto always considered her a butterface, but she had a rack that wouldn't quit when she was young. Those things defied gravity.
No, she's hot.
Those things look like a football mid-pass from Joe Montana, man. Those were just perfectly jutting out. But, yeah, man, I'm goddamn pissed. They won't let me off the hook at TOP, so I'm going to be stuck in traffic. I got to do my shift at DMV.
They're shutting down, all the effing highways.
Who knows how the F I'm going to get there?
How is this supposed to work?
Donkey?
How is this supposed to work by shutting down? That's the whole DC mentality. It's like the HOV. We only have four lanes to like on a highway that conveys
the
two fastest growing counties in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to make one of them a shoulder just in case someone needs to pull over.
Oh, that's a that's another beaut.
Then we'll make the one on the left an HOV lane.
Is needed. I've had my crap break on 66. But
yeah, in that case, then that lane should get shut down.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's in it.
No, I mean, haven't you ever been on 66 when there's been an accident and one lane's open? Sometimes none lanes.
I have been there where you've had tankers turn over.
Yeah, I've just missed by a pea hair getting the whole thing shut down.
Oh,
I was like one of the last ones to make it.
I've been there. You just sit for 3 hours till they open it back up.
No, it's brutal.
It's glorious.
And they'll divert it on like Germantown Road or some one-lane highway with lights.
God damn it. Exactly. You're sent these little F roads that are so piled over. Gee, I wonder if Tuesday's going to be anything like that.
Oh, God.
Except instead of one lane, it's five times the traffic. And plus it's for every effing lane in the
country. Forget about that.
Yeah.
All the people. No, there's like old people coming to this.
Oh, I hope their only change is that from living to death. Old mother
from having 2 feet to one.
Exactly. Wave at them with
ten
your
toes to nine.
People are going to go, oh, nice mittens. And people are going to say, oh, no, my fingers froze off. That's just my glove with nothing in it.
No, I wouldn't. Even if there was no crowd, I wouldn't go out there.
I wouldn't go. If he had,
I wouldn't like walking from the goddamn car to this building.
If Beyonce was putting on a donkey show as her effort to welcome the president, I wouldn't go.
No, so you can watch it on a Jumbotron. It's just like the effing, what should we call it? MCI or Verizon Center now.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go pay $150 for this tiny ass movie theater seat. It's so far from the goddamn stage, we have to watch it on TV
anyhow.
Anyway.
Exactly. Except if I want to take a whiz, I got to go in my Pepsi cup.
And instead of getting like a free soda or snack from the fridge, it now
every
costs
$9. Every 2 seconds, being able to watch in my underwear, scratch myself. I mean, aye. I don't get it. People, if people gave me Super Bowl tickets, I probably wouldn't even go. Why would you want that hassle? I want to be able to sit down and watch my Super Bowl in peace.
No, exactly. What's the great thrill about being there in person?
Yeah. We got people looking in who are hopefully not paying too much attention to the show. This is a pre-recorded broadcast and not the guys in the EVR studio right now. Please don't kill us when we exit.
What kind of gestures are they giving?
They smiled and waved, but I mean, that's what you do when anyone smiles and waves.
We have the police here to escort you out.
Exactly. All right, Lenny Bruce.
Maybe she's smiling. What's it Seinfeld says to Kramer? She's like, maybe she's smiling because she knows you're going to jail.
Yeah, man. It's just bad. Just bad all over.
Really?
God damn it. I just want a show. I want to do this for a living. What's so wrong about that?
Nothing.
I want to do this for a living. What's so wrong about...
You know, you really do need to settle your score financially. That's not...
Well, I mean, we have the security deposit to lord over him, so he can't get that much ahead of us.
Okay.
But...
Okay. How many people are listening? Can you tell? I didn't do
I don't care.
I didn't do the
screw
computer thing.
No,
if you're listening to Papa's Basement right now, eat a D. Do something, do something better with your life.
Reevaluate yourself.
Yeah, seriously. And now I noticed the CD player had its first error recording, so it probably popped out 3 or 4 minutes ago.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, whatever. We got the good stuff.
All right.
We'll just be cutting demos
from that.
What happened?
I didn't understand.
CD recorder.
Oh.
You record the show, it popped out.
Oh, so like the whole thing didn't F up?
No, just last 3 or 4 minutes.
All right.
Squire had warned me about that anyhow.
Squire.
Okay,
good old Squire. Hey,
well,
Mommy.
Yes, but be careful and be on alert and don't, you know, I mean, have your phones with you at all times, but you usually do it.
Oh, we got locks on our doors and a taste for violence. Anyone wants to bring anything, bring it.
He wouldn't.
Nah, he doesn't have it.
He's pee in the world.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just not the way to settle things either.
Whatever, we'll take care of it.
All right.
We always do.
Yeah.
Are we going to a movie tonight? Do you want to go?
I guess. I'd be
Why fine. Not?
Yeah, okay.
How long is it, do you know?
Probably 2 flat, 2:15.
Do you want me to look it up?
No, not now.
Yeah, that'll make for compelling radio.
Later.
Try to switch the newspaper into the radio, the phone as much as you can.
Okay.
All right.
You good?
Huh?
I said, you good?
Yeah, I just, you know me. I don't like
You don't like bad blood because you're an individual with class and you handle things where they don't come to bad blood.
Well, I believe in negotiation.
There's no negotiating here. He's wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did do the wrong thing. He really should have said.
So, I mean, one way or another, he's paying.
No, but that was not the proper thing to do. That was not the manly thing to do, and that was, you know, a shame. And I feel sorry that it happened. You know, it's a pity that it went down that way.
Whatever.
But, you know, when you told me that guy was moving in, I do, as you know, my antennae went up right away.
And oh, like, yeah. He's coming in for a month.
Yeah.
And then after he finds a place and Leo is trying to move with this guy, yeah. Leo's going to stay. Yes, Leo, I believe everything. Right. Do you have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell me?
Right, right. Well, you know, whatever.
But what can you say? If he's going to maintain that BS facade, I can't be like,
exactly.
Well, I got 45 days to leave.
Right.
So he's straight up screwing you up the ass.
Yeah. Well,
it might be Greek, but...
You know what, though? Well, but also, what goes around comes around, you know?
Karma.
That. No, I do believe that. So,
the lie.
Yeah, it's going to come around when he doesn't get a goddamn penny out of that security deposit.
Yeah,
no, but,
it'll be a fast come around.
Karma is a funny thing. You don't want to mess around with it. It gets you in the end. Bites your butt.
I hope he has retard kids.
Stop it now. Just stop it, okay?
Retard kids and deformed kids.
Listen, I'm getting off the phone with those.
Good.
Things.
I wish them great athletic success at
are
the Special Olympics.
Are you going home right away or are you coming here?
I might go there. I don't know.
Well, both of you go together wherever you go.
Okay, we'll band together, buddy system.
Yeah.
All right, woman.
Okay, love you. Be careful.
Love you. Bye. There is a good caller. Here, everybody, listen at home for my jacket going across the windscreen again.
I love how these two mic stands are like tied together. So when yours moves, mine moves.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Like, move yours. Like, wiggle it.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. It's a good setup, man. I mean, now that I've become journeyman radio boy John, it's not bad equipment.
It's better than the other one, the DMV, where the ass is at like a right angle.
Well, the only ghetto thing is this desk isn't sawn out to accommodate the board. You're not really supposed to have a board just chill in there.
Because
really, what's to stop us from just walking out of it? Of course, you know, even when it's planted in, you just pop it out anyhow. But you're supposed to have it, like, level with
flush,
the desk. Yeah. That's my only gripe.
Is that even, like, a decent board or no?
This?
Yeah.
It's good machinery.
Digital or analog?
Digital. Huh. And I'm used to, I got analog over at DMV. No, you got... Three different CD decks, an iPod in, lovely.
Oh, so it's
two
like
different phone lines.
New.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, well, they only bought this thing. I can't bespeak its quality at the time of purchase, but it was purchased 10, 12 months ago. They gave us no training on this one. I just kind of figured it.
Oh, like you learned on a different one?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then they just shipped it out. I mean, it doesn't matter now. I walk in, I see any board, I figure it out, but.
Right.
Oi.
Well, my head hurts for some reason. I don't know, it's damn cold or headphones or what.
Whatever. Let's get the F out of here.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, thanks to all the callers.
Close enough to the finish line.
Yeah, 54, man. Give Squire some breathing room.
Yeah.
You got Night Train memories coming up after this. I like Night Train. I mean, I won't act like I pop on anything really, but I have heard Night Train a few times. Sometimes when we used to leave on our show to record, we'd come home and Night Train was on.
Who Leo also prank called once.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, the D-bag. God damn.
I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Squire's a nice dude, man.
I know. That's why I was just like, oh.
Squire's a pro, too. He's one of the only...
child.
I hear him on here. I'm like, damn, we got some talent.
Yeah.
So, all right, everyone. Start listening to Night Train. I like it. And we got the outro again. This was Papa's Basement, the final episode. Yeah, probably not, but you never know. I was
your
host.
Waiting for us in the hallway.
Yeah, you got your archives at inpapasbasement.com. This will be uploaded when I get to it. Probably done while I'm working at some other crap low-paying job. You can listen on Cox 37, Comcast 27, and Poor Person Cox 10, and streams at fcac.org/WEBR. And I guess we're free men. Will?
Seacrest out.
Later.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.